Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Jason Kiken, who is the forest supervisor with the Stanislaus National Forest. Supervisor Kiken, next thing I want to ask you about is fire activity. You know, what are you noticing so far this summer when it comes to fires in the forest?
Sure. So last year at this time, we had quite a bit of fire activity on the forest, and yet this year we haven't had that strong start, and that was really related to that large amount of snowfall we had and amazing amount of spring rain. And yet what that has caused at this point is we have a large increase in the number of unattended campfires across the forest. So I'm not sure what the numbers were this past weekend, but over the 4th of July week, we had 42 unattended campfires that our staff found, and that poses a large amount of risk, not just to other folks in those campgrounds, but really those have in the past sparked a number of large fires throughout California and throughout the western United States. And so it's really, if I could ask all members of the public, please go enjoy the national forest, but also please properly extinguish your campfire before you leave for the day or even go to bed at night, because those really can spark larger fires.
That's scary to think, 42 unattended campfires over the 4th of July. You know, for people who aren't familiar what they need to do to make sure it's out, you know, what are kind of the requirements that you need to do?
Oh, so it's not all that hard, though. It does take some time. Really, it's a matter of dousing that fire with a lot of water. You do also need to stir it with a stick or other instrument. Don't use your hand, but you know, a stick works really well, and it's just a matter of trying to make sure all of those coals are out, so that if you've had a campfire going for 4 hours, that amount of heat can go a couple inches down into the coals, and so that's what that stirring action does, is really extinguish all of the heat and make sure it's all out.
Next thing I want to ask you about is the Master Stewardship Agreement. We did a full Motherlode Views show on that agreement in the past between the forest and Tuolumne County. You know, for those who aren't familiar, can you tell us a little bit about what that is and what kind of the latest is with that agreement?
Absolutely. That Master Stewardship Agreement is one of the more exciting tools that we've added to our toolbox in the last few years. And so what that does is it allows the Forest Service to work directly with Tuolumne County on behalf of the Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions Collaborative to perform work on National Forest System lands. So at the moment, we are working with Tuolumne County as well as other partners to prepare a couple of timber sales up the 108 corridor. We're also working on some thinning projects that are really pre-commercial thinning, so not all of that material is going to a mill. It's just too small at this point, but they're removing those hazardous fuels, as well as doing some reforestation work. That reforestation work will be growing the forest of tomorrow, and then we're also really looking towards the future by preparing for some prescribed fires on the 108 corridor as well, up near Strawberry and Pinecrest area, as well as near Tomiwuk, just on the south side of 108. So all of that work is done through funds that the Forest Service has provided to Tuolumne County, though most of the money has come from Cal Fire through a California Climate Investment grant, a CCI grant. We got $5 million in 2018 that we're working to implement all of that work this year and in the following couple of years. But really what that Master Stewardship Agreement does is increase our capacity to perform more of that necessary work, and that is really exciting. It's also ensuring that our partners that we have valued for so long on that Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions Collaborative are helping to implement that work that they've planned for a number of years. We have a similar agreement in Calaveras County with the Upper Meckalmie River Watershed Association, UMRA, that's been working well. But this Tuolumne County one is the first one in California that we've worked directly with the county, and I couldn't be more excited about what opportunities that will provide us into the future.
You referenced timber sales. You know, timber sales and logging, you know, over recent years, has it been kind of staying the same, increasing or decreasing?
We have been increasing over the last few years. This year will be at about the same number of timber sales and volume that we had last year, at about 37 million board feet. We're looking next year to increasing that slightly, but in the future, one of the projects that we're trying to do to identify what that long-term need is we're working on a new planning document called the Moving Towards Resiliency Within the McCallum to Kings Landscape. So that's a NEPA analysis and associated decision that we're in the initial stages of. But really what we're doing is looking for the next 10 to 15 years, what work do we need to do to reduce hazardous fuels, reducing that threat of high-intensity wildfire across this important landscape, between the entirety of the Stanislaus and the entirety of the Sierra National Forest. So it's two national forests all in one decision, and I'm excited about what that's going to really look like, because if we're going to change the trajectory we're on for forest health, we need to look at the landscape as one landscape and the watersheds within that as being important. And what are those actions we need to do to change that trajectory?
Putting together that plan that you mentioned, is that a relatively new thing, or is there something that's been done in the past?
So here it has not been done in the past, but nationally there are a few examples. It's we are looking at this as a condition-based analysis. So what is the conditions on the ground currently, and what do we want to have as conditions in 5 to 10 years after we do or perform work? And so that provides an opportunity really to look at this landscape at the watershed level, and what are those actions we need to do within a watershed so that we can, again, reduce that risk of wildfire. But really it's about habitat as well. The habitat that our birds and fish and plants and you name it rely upon, really do rely upon a healthy and resilient forest. And so we're taking lessons learned from Arizona and Colorado and Wyoming, as well as Montana and Oregon, on how they've approached these similar issues. And so we're trying to move rather quickly, and that's creating its own challenges, and yet it's about the urgency of this landscape to increase the pace and scale of restoration. So we're looking at moving from where we are today to a decision by next November, November of 2020, so that we can begin implementation soon thereafter, again, because there's a lot of urgency in order to increase the resiliency of this important landscape.
When this plan is being developed, is it something that the community will have a chance to weigh in and give input as well?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we're really working hard to find ways to not just engage our public and partners in the discussion of what should that plan look like, but also want to continue working with our public and partners to help implement together. So again, just talked about that Master Stewardship Agreement, but that Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions Collaborative and the Amador Calaveras Consensus Group really are adding capacity. And so how do we approach this these issues together, plan together and work together? So we're going to be, don't have a final date yet, but it'll be early to mid-August. We'll be having a public meeting to discuss some of the concerns, as well as what are some of the thoughts on how to proceed with this moving towards resiliency within the McCallum to Kings landscape analysis, and we'll provide those details on our website as well as in a public notice in the newspaper that should be coming out here in the next, well, hopefully this week, actually.
The mega fires of recent years with the Rim Fire and then a slightly smaller fire, the Donnell Fire last year, has that created kind of an extra urgency to get something done as quickly as possible?
Absolutely, and it's not just those fires locally, it's more Western United States wide. Is if you look at that increase in the size and intensity of fires on the landscape, that should point us towards we have a lot of risk out there, and yet we have tools, we have research, meaning science, that can help lead us in the right direction. And it's important to note that resiliency is not just about reducing that fire risk, though that is absolutely key because our communities feel those impacts, but also our wildlife. You know, so if you look at California spotted owl and northern spotted owl in Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, wildfires have really altered that habitat. And that will continue happening unless we change that forest health trajectory. So too have impacts to some of the salmonids, Chinook salmon, and even steelhead and bull trout have all been impacted in some shape or form by some of the larger fires. And so how do we look at that issue and what are the what does the science tell us on how we can reduce that risk? And that's what we're trying to start with and what we hope to stay with.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Jason Kiken, Stanislaus National Forest Supervisor, on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
In a programming note, next week on Mother Lode Views, we'll turn our attention to road projects in Tuolumne County. There is some new funding coming to Tuolumne County through SB1, the gas tax increase. However, a lot of roads have received some damage over recent years, so the Public Works Department in the county, through the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency, has been focusing heavily on those. We'll hear all about the projects that have been done and what is on tap for the future. We'll be joined in studio by the Assistant Director for Public Works, Kim McFarlane, Mike Cognetti, who is a road superintendent with Tuolumne County, and also Tanya Sanguinetti, who is the engineering manager with the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency. That is next week coming up on Mother Lode Views. Our final segment with Forest Supervisor Kiken is coming up in just a minute.